Hey, Pastor Tony.
Hey, Pastor Chandler.
What in the world is going on?
What is going on?
Well, here we are.
That's right. If you're tuning in, here we are.
Right here.
Right on.
Week two of our news and doctrinal podcast. Hopefully, you all are.
Yeah, you've all tuned in to the inaugural.
If you're listening, then you have listened.
And you're listening. Continuing action.
Anyways, welcome back. We're glad you decided to check it out again. We're just going to give you some news about what's going on at New Life, and we're going to ask a theological question and seek to answer that, just to give you an idea where the leadership is coming from on varying topics.
I dig that. Well, what is happening this week, Pastor Chandler?
Well, we're continuing to seek to memorize Romans chapter 5, 10 and 11, which says...
Here, let me read it. As far as you're concerned, I've memorized this already, but...
That's right.
I might be reading. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. That is a significant couple verses there. And what happened in regards to that last week, Pastor Chandler?
Well, last Wednesday at Immerse, the worship night, we studied that passage together in a brief devotional. And if you're tuning in and you want to know what's going on in the memory verse, you can go on the website, newlifechurchcommunity.org, and click on the memory verse link under resources, and there you will find the devotional so you can learn about what Paul is getting at.
That's great. Thanks for sharing, by the way, on last Wednesday.
Not a problem. It's a very near and dear passage.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Near and dear.
Yeah.
To my heart.
Yeah, to your heart. And I would say it's near and dear to many people's hearts.
Yes. Furthermore, if you want to help your children or you want to help some help memorizing this verse, you can find on that same link under memory verse, find a little video of a song we've recorded to help everyone memorize the song.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
You're going to love it.
Well, there's some other things going on we just want to make you aware of. One of those items is... The Stratmones will be hosting a Thanksgiving meal here at the building on Thanksgiving Day.
Imagine that, Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure it's going to be a blast.
Filled with much Thanksgiving.
Much Thanksgiving. So if they have said if you don't have family in the area, nobody to share a meal with, they'd like to invite everyone to come and be a part of the meal at 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanks for doing this, Phil and Pam.
Thank you. So if you... I were to want to come or get more information, or I wanted to bring a meal, what should I do?
I would recommend going to the entry table as you came in to the building and sign up and put your name down there. And also, look in the newsletter that you have in your hand, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Look in there and you can find Phil and Pam's information there. You can give them a call.
Great. You know, just thinking about this makes me hungry and tired.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Golly. You know, I know what my least favorite is right off the bat.
What is it?
Bingo. Pickles. Just right there.
That's a normal Thanksgiving.
I'm just putting it out there. Well, you put it in the tray. It always goes around. And it's always there.
Okay.
It's always there.
Just keep them off the table.
Yeah. It's kind of like... coleslaw.
Why?
Who actually orders coleslaw?
It just comes, and nobody actually says, like, give me some...
And then how many people actually eat it? Well, a few do, but they do it out of obligation because now it's sitting on their plate.
Right.
Yeah. So but there you are.
No favorite dish, just
no,
least
I like...
favorites.
I like green beans, the green bean dish, you know, with, like, the brown sugar, and that's good stuff right there. How about you?
I'm turkey man. Like the turkey.
Yeah.
All right. So another big announcement that we would like to make now is just to make everyone aware of our annual business meeting.
I'm just laughing because we're shifting gears to our annual business meeting.
Yeah. There'll be a meal there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But our annual business meeting will be January 16th at 10:30 a.m. here at the building. And what happens at that?
Well, if you are a partner of New Life Christian Community, we invite you to join us as we take a moment to rejoice in what God has done in the last year and look forward to what God will do in the coming year. And during the meeting, there'll be some votes. We'll be voting on the budget for 2016. There'll be a few other items that we'll be voting on that you won't want to miss.
And this provides a great segue.
Right on.
Into the partnership process. What does it mean to be a partner at New Life, and how do we go about doing that?
Yeah, you might be sitting here listening thinking, I want to be a partner. What do you mean partner? Other churches call it membership. We have chosen the term partnership because
we feel like everyone is partnering in the same effort, the same ministry. We're all partners going towards the same goal.
Amen. And we don't want people to feel like this is a club, that in order to be part of it, you have to have a membership. When you enter into the covenant with us, you are partnering to share the load. And so that's our prayer, that people look at it that way. So if you are wanting to become a partner, the process is really very simple. The elder board would like you to sit down with an elder or a pastor for a handful of times to make sure that we know each other. It gives us an opportunity to hear your story. It gives you an opportunity to hear our story. But we want the onus to be on you. We're not seeking out partners. We're not trying to gain partners in this ministry. We are wanting partners to step forward and really go out of their way to initiate the process. So the ball is in your court. So if you have a home that you'd like to invite an elder over, or you want to go out to eat, you take the initiative and start the ball rolling.
And I keep coming back to this, but if you want even more information about it, you can go under the New Life website.
I think we got a video or an audio file up on the site there.
Yeah, and there's a link called Partnership Process.
Yep.
And you can check that out. It's under Connect Partnership Process. You can find out all you need to know.
Right.
All right, so last week in this podcast, we asked the question, do we believe that all of Scripture is breathed out by God? And that led us into a discussion about the Bible, the authority of the Bible, the credibility of the Bible, and our beliefs that, yes, it is indeed breathed out by God, and we don't want a single dash to pass, or we don't want to let it go.
That's right.
It's important.
That's right.
And that leads us into another topic about, okay, God has revealed himself in the Bible, but is there another way that God has revealed himself?
He has definitely revealed himself in the Word, but also we at New Life believe that God has made himself known even outside the Word. And technically, the way that this is referred to in theological circles is general revelation. Special revelation is what we refer to those things that we learn about God from His Word and specifically directly from Him, whereas general revelation are those general things around all mankind, common to all mankind, that speak of who God is and testify to His existence and His glory. So what kinds of places do we see His general revelation, Pastor Chandler?
For sure, we see it in creation, in the wonders of the created world, and life. And
yes, as a new parent, you are seeing this all over again, aren't you?
Yes. How about in the Word? Is there any scriptures that point out the fact of general revelation?
Absolutely. There's a handful of passages that speak directly to this. Psalm 19 is a great place to find information on the general revelation of God. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. It's something plain to all people. You go out and you see the sunrise or the sunset, for example. There's something inside of you that screams of the glory of the God we serve. Mm-hmm. It proclaims it. We also find in Romans chapter 1 some really important words by Paul regarding the testimony of the world around us. Paul says this in Romans 1, verse 19. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. And then verse 20, he says, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. In other words, even if you don't have special revelation, even if you don't have scripture, even if you were not born into a Jewish home in Paul's day, he's making the argument that the world itself proclaims who God is. Those that refuse to turn and submit to God are without an excuse. He goes on further in the second chapter to say, for when the Gentiles who do not have the law, which would be another way of referring to the word, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. So, general revelation is even something that each of us have within us. Your conscience bears witness to who God is.
Knowing that there's a right and a wrong.
Exactly.
And I also see general revelation as important in mission work as well, where the world, those in the world who have never heard about Jesus, they still know of the existence of God, or at least they're without excuse.
Right.
It's been made known to them. But just knowing about God or knowing that there is a God is not enough for salvation. The world needs special revelation, needs Jesus Christ. So in mission, we go out proclaiming Christ, the Son of the God who created. And it gives us a groundwork where to start.
That's
absolutely look, you
right.
can see that clearly there is a creator, and we can go from there.
It's similar to Paul's address in Athens to the group that had an idol to the unknown God. They knew in their hearts the cultures around the early Christians knew that there was something more, and Paul sought to bring that general revelation into special revelation. And that's our prayer too for overseas missions, and also the missions right here at home, mm-hmm. that the inkling of our soul would be satisfied by the specific and special revelation of who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Amen. I like the word inkling.
Yeah, I think it's near and dear to your heart.
Sure
the
is.
Word.
Yeah.
Inkling.
Inkling. Yeah, so is the word.
Did I say that in this take of the podcast, or was that the other take?
I don't remember.
Well,
we've had a few takes.
If it was this take, then I brought it full circle, and that's a good joke.
Yeah, you
But
you
if
did.
Not...
I hope you're still tuning in. And if not, next time, please do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in, and blessings.